So as I said, dear, it's not possible always to look at all the customers, all the salespeople. You know, it's difficult now for all the salespeople to look at all the customers. It's very difficult. So what he has to do is he has to select a few customers in each of the markets that they are, and then offer some very personalized services, you know, customized services, which will make them feel happy and will also make them feel very important, dear. So we need to understand, dear, that you have to have, you know, a good distribution channel in place so that the goods are available to the customer in the right time, at the right place, which is there. We need to have good distributors so that the distributors will do a good job, should take initiative and probably see that how do they make the product available at various places and help them. And retailers play a very important role, because when you are going to buy something and you go to a retail shop, the retailer actually tells you what you need to buy, right? So it helps you, you know. And therefore, if you look at, I know I always say this, dear friends, that acquiring a customer many a time is easy, but retaining a customer is difficult, is it not? Acquire ho jata hai, advertising hua, aware hua, impulsive customer hai, acha product hai, acha lag raha hai, you know, he comes. But you know, to keep him and so that he comes again and again is very difficult. And therefore it has been observed that because to acquire a new customer is a costly process. Is a costly process. You know why? Because you have to do lot of things for that customer. But once the customer is acquired, it's easier, you create it. But you spend more money. You spend more effort. You spend more time. But you create it. So he came to you. But now you'll have to keep him. So now financially, effort-wise, you require less. But what happens is that the customer comes with you. And the large portion of our profit, therefore, comes from long-term customers, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because these customers know you. These customer has been using your product or service. They are happy with your brand. They are happy with what you are giving. And therefore, the key, they are with you. They be with you. They are happy, dear. So it's easy. On the other hand, imagine when a company loses a customer. Now, it does not lose only one single transaction that he was doing. But, you know, the company loses what we call as an opportunity cost. It loses the entire business that the customer would have made with the company over a period of time. And that's what I said, that customer lifetime value. Till the time that the customer is there with you, how much he is going to buy from you and what's the value that he probably or you are creating in his mind. So retaining customer is the key. I mean, I would look at it that is only retaining customer is the key. The answer is no. I said to create a customer, to retain a customer, and to expand with the customer. What I'm just telling you is that you may require less effort to retain a customer, but you may require a lot of relationships to play with that so that he's retained with you, with your product doing well. Now, some of the reasons why a company loses customers. One, they may feel that the price is very high about the product when compared to the benefit that the product is offering, and therefore price is high compared to the benefit that the product is offering, and a new product is available. Now they go away from you because what you are doing is there is good, but a new product has come and that product is probably offering more benefits, and they go and buy that product. Now there could be personal reasons also. Oh, I was buying this product because, but I had to go all the way to buy the product. Now I have someone here which is there and they are giving it to me. Wo ghar pe bhi aa jata hai aur de deta hai. Easy availability hai. So I do that. Or I am buying something, my friend and relatives tell me that, dear, this is okay, you try this, Deepak, this is good. So I probably go about there. Or indifferent nature of the service provider. The service provider is indifferent towards me. You know, there was a survey done wherein it said, and it just looked at what is the major reason why a customer leaves a particular company, brand, product, service and goes to someone else. And the results showed that they said, the customer said that the company or the person who is basically interacting with relationship marketing, the sales guy, is not able to understand what is it that they need. And if they understand, they are not able to give. If they give, they are not able to maintain, and therefore we go out. So dear friends, it's very important therefore that we do that. Whereas the fourth kind is that some customers are natural floaters. What they do? They keep on changing brands. And this happens more so in the FMCG. Aaj Colgate le liya, kal Forens le liya, teesre din Sensodyne le liya, chauthe din kuch aur le liya. So floating customer. Okay, so they are going to be there, and in FMCG this is there, this is going to be here. And every organization therefore, when they run a CRM program, they have to take care of one, is there customer loyalty program? What are we doing for those customers who are coming to us? They are loyal customers. How do you define a loyal customer? 3 times he has come to you, 20,000 business he has done with you. How do you define a loyal customer? So you need to have a strategy first. Once your strategy is in place, dear friends, then you could have a program ki in case they do this, this is what we will do for you. So like credit card companies gives you some point and then tell you, you can redeem your points, you know, and you can get this much, depending on the points that you redeem. Customer loyalty program. Customer service center. If you have a product or service which requires servicing, then the customer needs to see, the company needs to see that the customer has a service center which is nearby. For an example, when you buy a laptop, you would always ask, where is the service center, where it is there, because you know it may lead servicing. So you will ask, kidhar hai. Even when you buy a smartphone, you may ask, where is the service center? Then you have customer clubs. Let us look at one by one. So you have loyalty programs, offer additional benefit to loyal customer, deals with customer. Now customer service center also deals with customer complaints, offer solution to their problems. But if this customer service center do not respond to you properly when you come, what is the point of having a CRM program? It's waste of time, effort, energy and money. And therefore, we as organization need to train those guys who are giving those services. Train those guys who are, so that at a point of contact, we need to enhance our services, because that's an opportunity which the company gets, so that we will be able to do that. Then, you know, you have customer clubs. Many companies, you know, have formed Achiever Club. They have Achievers Club, which offers membership to distributors and dealers, even to retailers, based on their sales performance. Then they have a meet, you know, they have an annual meet. They call these people, they give them awards, they motivate them, they take them out, you know, to a place. Now, what do? You award them. What do? You recognize them, and they feel good. They feel good being recognized in front of all these people, and therefore the company tries to meet the needs of customer, provide them with goods and service, so that these guys go and see that we have today good customer service. So for a company, a distributor is also a customer, because he buys from me. Is it not? He buys from me. He is my customer. A distributor goes and sells it to a retailer, right? A retailer is a distributor's customer. So I have direct customers, and I could also have indirect customers, like a consumer who goes and buys it from a shop, a retailer. So he is my indirect, but he is also my customer. So I need to do everything for them. More than that, dear friends, I should also tell you, I work on this concept of these all people are external customer. You know why? Because they buy from us. But dear, the employees who work with us are internal customers. What are we doing for our employees? Because if your internal customers are not happy, your external customers will never be happy. So we need to understand, do we have similar programs for our internal customers? So if the sales side, do we have annual sales conferences? Do we recognize these people? Do we award them? Do we have this achievers club and super salesman club or whatever you call it, you know? So dear, we have to continuously see that we do this. Then we require customer retention program. Now what is this? Now it's aim at retaining the loyal customer with us by offering them something better, by offering them some other different, different benefits, you know. Like for an example, we may say that in case you do so much, you can have a distributors and you can say, if you do this much sales target, we will give you additional 1%. You could probably have new product volume, payments, outstandings you could look at. Many companies have initiated customer interaction program through online websites. They send emails. They probably even have a live chat. And offline also they could have through telephone and outsourcing. Call centers are today there and they are using customer interaction program so that you can talk and interact with the people there so that you are able to do that. So these are the different kinds of things that companies are doing for CRM programs. Direct mailing. It's a way of sending information relating to goods and services which we are probably doing, which is going to help the customer. It can be used for sending an offer. It can be used to make them aware that this is a new product which you have launched. It could be basically a new offer and new discount or some sales promotion offer that you have got. It could be a reminder. It could be just saying a thank you for recognition what they are doing. We have telemarketing. It involves use of telephone. So telemarketing would be an additional support that we can give to the sales guy to help them, you know. Therefore, friends, that these are the various things that we do. Now what's a brand? Now what's a brand? Because I just talked about CRM program. I just talked about customer. I said that customer is looking. We have to create, maintain and expand with that customer. The customer always wants to buy a good product and a good brand. So when we normally say what is a brand, we say a brand is a name, a term, a symbol, a logo, a combination of all of them which differentiates one company, one product, one service from the other. That's what normally is said. But dear, brand brand also includes, you know, the company's product and services, the behavior of the company staff. Like you see, you know, we take people, you know, I got job from my campus, you know, so many people probably, you know, get jobs from the campus and they go because they have good people, because they say, while the behavior, they are trained like that was. You require qualified, experienced people who are trained and who have the skills, dear. And we need to understand, dear. So brand includes not only the brand name, the logo, the design. That's not only, that doesn't end there. In CRM, we extend the definition of brand to the products that you are giving, to the services that you are giving, to the behavior of the company staff who is getting in touch with the customer, to the distribution channel. Is the distribution channel good enough and are they getting the product at the time in which they want to get it? Use of technology. If there is a complaint being lodged, what is the time that the company attends to that customer? The experience. And therefore I feel and I say a brand is actually a sum total of the experience that the customer is getting through the company. So every touch point, direct or indirect, is a brand. Remember this, dear. Marketing mein brand is set only like this as I defined. But if you look at in a broader sense, you buy that brand because it becomes like the product, the service, the behavior, the distribution channel, the technology, you know, everything put together. And it's a sum total of all of that. Remember that, dear. It's very important. The organization therefore has to really move away from the sales approach and initiate customer relationship management program to basically face the various challenges that are there in the market. Every company has got a better technological product available. Every company, therefore, is coming with newer innovation. If the markets are changing, customer is not happy in what he is having, he's using, and he wants, and he's looking out for something more that he can get. And therefore, the dynamism is there in the market. And we need to therefore understand that the challenges of marketing is to see that how do we actually create, maintain, and expand with that customer by doing a composite or comprehensive or 360 degree work on them. Today, you know, one of the major things which has come up is e-marketing, is it not? With media, rapid growth, they are able to directly sell to the, you know, to the consumer without using the services of distribution also. I'm sure every one of you looking at this video buy something out from the e-commerce sites, you know. It could be a consumer product, or probably if you are in a company, you are probably also looking at an industrial product. So you probably, you know, just sitting at home, there's nobody in between, sitting at home, you just, you know, just order the product and it comes to you. And electronic channels are used for business transactions today. Electronic marketing involves selling a product through various electronic channels. We use email, we use ATM, smart cards for doing business today. Is it not? If you look at e-marketing, why the companies are promoting e-marketing? Because when you go, or I go to a bank in order to just transact and take out some money, and you go to an ATM, the ATM costs about 30% of the cost of transaction in the bank. That's the difference, boss. Because when you go to the bank, right, you know, there are people, you know, you touch with the people. But whereas an ATM transaction, 30% lower. And today we have a smart card. It's similar to a credit card. We all are aware about it. We talk about Paytm, right? And so many other, every bank, you know, you see, using Visa smart card, one can transfer electronic cash to the card from the bank account and use the card for buying products on the internet. Today with demonetization, which came up here, you see, you know, every bank has talked about, is talking about having a smart card, so that you can change it. You know it better than me. This is not my subject of discussion here, but I'm just telling you that this is what we are there. So with e-marketing coming up, with people are directly buying from the country, with distribution channels going away, with mode of payment terms going up, you know, banks, with demonetization and cashless transactions, you know, we are talking about, obviously, we'll have to get into these kind of things. And obviously, we all know what are the advantages of e-marketing, dear friends. Time factor. We can do and buy product anytime, 24/7 into 365. Anytime you go and buy, dear, you don't have to see that whether the shop is open to go and buy. Available. A lot of information is available on the click of a mouse. Yeah. Lot of information available, you know. You see, you have geographical coverage. You can buy the product from anywhere. You see, communication to and fro. You know, I want a book. You see, I don't go to the retailer. I mean, he charges me 100 rupees, let's say. I go to Flipkart. I go to Amazon. I see what is the book price. I go and order the book there. You know, today we have Amazon user Prime. And therefore, if you are a member on Amazon Prime, 499 rupees only, which they are giving a special offer for this year, which means you get a free delivery, you know, sometimes the next day. And you get it at a lower cost. And it is delivered to you at your house. And you can pay him cash or debit, credit, smart card there. You can also use your smart card or probably a debit or a credit card onto the net. So dear, understand, lot of things available today. Distribution cost gets down, that is passed on. Shifting from the selling process from seller to the buyer. So lot of advantages of e-marketing. And what are the types of markets there? We have C2C. What is C2C? Consumer to consumer. Consumer directly sell product and services to other consumer through the internet. So I want to buy something, you know, I directly sell it to you, you buy it. So what is B2C? Business to consumer. The organization sells product and services to the consumer. Travelers may buy tickets from airlines and railways through website. B2C, it's a business selling to a consumer. B2B, business selling to a business. The transaction between two businesses, organization uses internet. It includes probably quotation. You know, you want to, I want to buy a machine, you know, I manufacture surgical dressing, right? And I want to use a machine, you know, which packs, and I want to use a packaging machine. I get into the internet, I just find out who are the people, I get into the websites, right? I may even use, you know, in between you have Alibaba, right? Now you have IndiaMart, you have so many things, you know. You get into it and you find out, you'll find a host of companies, you see what's the product, you have the catalog there, you have sometimes specifications there, you get an email address there, you can directly write to them. When you really write to them, you know, they come back to you, they send you the quotation, they even send you, you know, what are the other things that you require. And therefore, if required, they meet. If they don't require, it's not even meet. You don't even meet, you place the order. They send the material to you, you pay the money, it is gone. Wow. I mean, that's what we are. So a B2B transaction.